The political reverberations of the shock decision by Industrial Relations Minister Kelly O'Dwyer to quit politics are still being felt. Ms O'Dwyer, who's also the Minister for Women, says there are several reasons for her decision, including a recent miscarriage at Parliament House and her desire to have a third child. But it comes at an inconvenient time for the Liberal Party as it continues to battle the perception it has a problem with women. Here's political reporter Alexandra Beach.
As one of the coalition's most senior women chooses family over politics, the Prime Minister's emphatic there are other women to spring up and take her place.
I believe, yes, she will be replaced by a woman. I think we're going to see some outstanding candidates.
Kelly O'Dwyer's resignation comes as a string of women are leaving the party. Her Victorian seat of Higgins is traditionally safe Liberal territory and is normally held by someone seen as being of ministerial material. Former Liberal Senator Judith Troth says the pre-selectors must choose a woman.
This is the ideal time to get a professional, talented woman into a safe seat, which would give her the opportunity to have a long career in Parliament and the opportunity to establish a ministerial career.
Liberal Senator Jane Hume was one name put forward, but has since ruled out a tilt.
I won't be contesting this pre-selection. I understand it's my home seat, and of course I thought about it over the weekend, but you know, I just love my role in the Senate, and I am very reluctant to leave the good work that I'm doing there.
Less than a quarter of government MPs are women, while they make up nearly half of all federal Labor MPs. Senator Hume rejects any suggestion of a systemic problem with women, but acknowledges they could do with a few more.
I have always supported women into Parliament, and I genuinely hope that it is a female candidate.
One potential new female coalition face is Anne Webster. She was pre-selected as the Nationals candidate for the Victorian seat of Mallee at the weekend after the current MP, Andrew Broad, resigned in disgrace over the sugar baby dating scandal. Ms Webster says when news of that scandal broke, she briefly considered quitting the party, but she believes the decision to choose a woman to replace him shows things are changing.
I have had one of the older farmers come to me and he said, I actually feel really encouraged. I was at a point where I was thinking about resigning, but, you know, I feel really encouraged now. So I guess that gives me some confidence that we can do that in the electorate as well.
While she acknowledges the work-life balance will be tough, she says she has it easier than some. Her children are all grown up and her husband's work as a GP allows him to travel with her. Not everyone has that option. Last year, Labor MP Tim Hammond quit politics to spend more time at home. He spent the weekend on a dad's and kids' back-to-school camping trip.
You know, it was one of the hardest decisions I've ever had to make. Really, but I have to say, not for a nanosecond since making it has it felt like the wrong call.
Labor's Kate Ellis is bowing out of Parliament for similar reasons, but she says Kelly O'Dwyer's resignation still surprised her.
I think lots of people were surprised, but also I understand it can work. You can be a great parent and a great Member of Parliament. It just wasn't what's best for me. And obviously, Kelly's decided it's not what's best in her circumstances either.
Labor MP Kate Ellis sending that report from Alexandra Beach.